The roll.
Chair Yarborough?
Here.
Vice Chair Burton? Senator Albritton? Senator Book? Senator Boyd?
Here.
Senator Broxson? Senator DeSigley?
Here.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Senator Thompson? A quorum is present.
Thank you, Lisa. Welcome back, everybody. This is actually our first judiciary meeting for the lead up to the 2024 session. So I'm glad we could have one before we go out for the break here and then back before session. So Senators Albritton and Broxson are excused. As Lisa mentioned, please make sure you silence all electronic devices. Senate Bill 278 will be TP'd today. So we will move over to tab three. Presenting on behalf of Senator Graw will be Senator Burton. You are recognized to present Senate Bill 462. That's tab three.
Thank you, Chair. Members, Senate Bill 462 permits a woman who has given birth within the 6 months before being summoned to be excused from service if she submits a request in writing with a photocopy of the newborn child's birth certificate. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Burton. Just one quick note. We may take up Senate Bill 278, so let me take back what I mentioned a moment ago about that bill being TP'd, if everybody could stand by on that, and then we'll come back to that after we dispense with the other bills, or at least one of the other bills. Senator Burton, having explained the bill, members, are there any questions on Senate Bill 462? Okay, seeing no questions, we have an amendment. Senator Burton, you're recognized to explain amendment barcode 668184.
Okay. I will be right with you, Chair. Thank you.
That's
for your
okay.
indulgence
sure.
here as I. Thank you, Chair.
Sure.
This amendment clarifies how the 6 months period is calculated to ensure that prospective jurors and court clerks can better understand when the bill applies to a prospective juror. The 6 months period in the bill is measured from the birth of the child to the reporting date on the summons. And this just clarifies the original language.
Thank you, Senator Burton. Senator Burton, having explained the amendment, members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Questions? Senator Thompson, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, is this for any mother or only the mothers who give birth? For example, if a person adopts a child, would this apply to that individual?
Senator Burton.
Thank you, Chair. This applies to mothers who have given birth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Additional questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, do we have any appearance forms for the amendment? We have no appearance forms. Any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Seeing no debate, without objection, we will show the amendment adopted. So we're now back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, do we have any appearance forms on the bill? We have one. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance. Barney. Waving in support. Thank you. And that completes our appearance forms. Seeing no, is there any debate? Any debate? Okay, seeing no debate, Senator Burton, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I'll waive close.
Thank you, Senator Burton, having waived close. Lisa, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 462.
Senator Albritton? Senator Book? Senator Boyd? Senator Broxson? Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart? Senator Thompson? Senator Burton?
Yes.
Chair Yarborough?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lisa. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 462 will be reported favorably. Members, at this time, we will go to tab two, which is Senate Bill 234 by Senator Opolsky, Disclosure of Grand Jury Testimony. Senator Opolsky, good morning. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Good morning. Thank you again for hearing this important bill. This legislation amends Florida statutes to give the judiciary the option to disclose certain grand jury testimony in the following narrowly tailored manner. Disclosure of grand jury testimony must be court-ordered. The subject of the grand jury inquiry is deceased. The inquiry must relate to a criminal or sexual activity involving minors. The state attorney in the circuit where the grand jury testimony was taken is provided notice of the request. This change would allow a judge to release the transcript at their discretion through the clerk if the subject of the grand jury inquiry is deceased and the testimony was previously disclosed to law enforcement. There is currently no flexibility under Florida statute or Florida court's rule of procedure that allows the public to see if a prosecutor presented all relevant information to a grand jury. The greatest example of the need for this is the 2006 grand jury of Jeffrey Epstein in Palm Beach County. The public and the victims deserve to know if prosecutors steered the jury away from indicting Epstein on more severe charges. There is also a compelling public need to know if the system worked or failed. We understand the sanctity of the grand jury process and the importance of maintaining the secrecy of grand jury records to protect both victims and grand jury witness testimony. However, there should be a process to check and balance to this process and public peer review so the public and victims can trust that the system worked. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Polsky. Members, do we have any questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Senator Polsky, we do have one amendment. We will take up amendment barcode 103388. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a slight error, and the word for, F-O-R, was left out in a line, and we are putting it back.
Thank you. Senator Polsky, having explained the amendment, any questions on the for amendment? All right. Seeing none, we have no appearance forms on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, we will show, or you're recognized to close, Senator Polsky.
Wave.
If you like. Thank you. Senator Polsky, having waved close, we will show the amendment adopted without objection. We're now back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill? Again, seeing none. You recognize, wait, I'm sorry. We have two appearance forms. My apologies, Matt Forrest. Thank you, Mr. Forrest. And then Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice. Thank you. That completes our appearance forms. Any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Senator Polsky recognized to close.
Wave close.
Thank you. Senator Polsky, having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 234.
Senator Albritton? Senator Book? Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson? Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Chair Yarborough?
Yes.
8 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lisa. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 234 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Polsky. Okay, at this time, we will take a brief recess. Members, don't go too far. Thank you. Okay, members, we will come back to order. We will show Senate Bill 278 as TP'd today. Seeing no further bills before us, is there any additional business any senators wish to be recorded on any bills?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Boyd.
Thank you. I'd like to be recorded as voting favorably on 462, Senate Bill 462.
Thank you. Any additional members? Any other votes? Okay. Okay, seeing no other business before the committee, Senator Stewart moves that we rise. Without objection, the motion is adopted and we are adjourned. Thank you.